These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? I certainly hope so. Let's meet the team.
I'm Stuart, I'm 29, and I'm a radio producer from Aldershot.
I'm Claire, I'm 41, a legal secretary from West Yorkshire.
I'm Amy, I'm 25, a technical assistant from Oldham.
I'm Roy, I'm 79, I'm a retired draftsman from Retford.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is immediately put out of the game. They make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Stuart. Welcome to the show, Stuart. First up, from Aldershot?
Yes.
OK, radio producer?
I am, yes. So I work for Eagle Radio in Guildford and I produce audio content, do a bit of presenting, interviews and also do workshops with local schools.
Mainly chat-based or music also?
It's a music station, yep. So we have a lot of the pop stars come in and stuff like that I have to look after and make sure the shows go as well as they can.
All right, so if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I would like to go on holiday with my mates, have a bit of a lad's holiday to New York, or if the money was right, maybe Vegas.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Vegas. Swerve New York, Vegas all day. That's what you want. Stuart, this is the cash build around. Each correct answer is worth £1,000. Are you ready?
I am.
I wish you luck. Your time starts now. What major 2012 event was organised by a body called LOCOG?
The Olympics.
Correct. What Felix Salter novel about a deer is subtitled A Life in the Woods?
Winnie the Pooh.
Bambi. George Kay is the third husband of which member of Atomic Kitten?
Kerry Katona.
Correct. The Battle of the Nile is depicted at the base of what Trafalgar Square landmark?
Nelson's Column.
Correct. In what film does Eddie Redmayne's character say, I'm a cosmologist?
Pass.
The Theory of Everything. The Armada is a weekday train service from London to what Devon city?
Plymouth.
Correct. The name of Dennis the Menace's dog Gnasher begins with what letter?
G.
Correct. Two internal angles of an equilateral triangle add up to how many degrees?
90.
120. In 1966, which prince attended Geelong Grammar's Timbertop School in Australia?
Charles.
Correct. Which Swiss tennis player won his 1,000th ATP match in 2015?
Roger Federer.
Correct. Hey, Joe. Very good, Stuart. £7,000. Happy with that?
Yeah, very happy with that.
I should say so. Great start for the team. However, time to maybe make some more. Let's face a chaser, but who will you be playing today? It's going to be the governess when she's on the show. Your TV thinks it's a fridge. Perhaps it's the Dark Destroyer, Sean Wallace. The last time he had a proper chat, it was with his own echo. Could it be the Beast, though? Mark Lebette, so big his hairdresser was trained by Chris Bonington. How about the new chaser, Jenny the Vixen Ryan, so hot-blooded, her masseuse needs oven gloves? Or maybe it's the Cineman, Paul Senna, so fast, he's not allowed to quiz in built-up areas. Who do you fancy taking on?
I would like the Cineman, personally.
Really?
Yeah, I just have a feeling comedians, you know, they lose track of what they're doing sometimes, so that's what I want.
Ooh, good luck with that. Time to bring on the chaser. Oh, it's not the comedian that is Paul Sinner. It is the Bolton Brainiac. It's Jenny the Vixen Ryan.
Hello, Stuart.
Hello.
You want to go to New York?
I would, yes.
I'm going to send you back to the New Forest.
All right, three steps ahead of the chaser, that's where we start, with £7,000. Good cash builder. You can change your starting position if you wish, and if you want to do so and take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you...
£1,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, she will offer you...
Vegas money, £20,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with your team. Roy.
Hi, Stuart. The middle offer seems good. We need a team by here, so I think the £7,000 will be good.
Amy.
I'd go for the 20. If you want to go to Las Vegas and do it properly, you did really well in the cash builder, get back.
Claire.
£7,000 is a really nice amount in the pot, but if you feel confident for the 20, it's entirely up to you, only you know.
Thank you very much. Let's face the table. 1, 7, 20 grand, what'll it be?
Well, 20,000 is lovely, but I'm going to stick with what I've won, £7,000.
Seven it is, Chaser.
It's a decent cash builder. Think you struck lucky a bit, though. May your luck not carry on.
Ah, we shall see. Stuart, for £7,000, the chase is on. Here we go. Good luck to you. Here comes your first question. A person or object in a story that exists outside of its time in history is called what? A, anachronism, B, neologism, or C, symbolism? You've put anachronism.
Yeah, I wasn't too sure, to be honest, but I've heard the word anachronism. I've used it, but I can't remember what it means.
Right, anachronism you've put. Correct answer is... It is anachronism. Well played. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Also goes with anachronism. All right, here's your next question. Which of these is used to reduce wrinkles? A, Botox, B, Boron, or C, Bostic? You've put Botox. Yeah. Although Bostic can be used.
Well, hopefully it's going to be many years till I need to find out, but yes, Botox, I'm happy with that.
Correct answer is... It is Botox. Well played. Step closer home. Chaser's put. Yeah, goes right with Botox. Would you use Botox, Chaser?
Never.
Very good. Here's your next question. Which Tudor statesman was the son of an Ipswich butcher? A, Thomas Cromwell, B, Thomas More, C, Thomas Wolsey. You've put Thomas More.
I don't know history very well at all. Thomas More, I know, was sort of Tudor period.
Yep. Correct answer is... It's Thomas Wolsey. There you are, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right with Thomas Wolsey. Moves it within two of us. We're three from home.
Cardinal Wolsey. He was from a common background. Thomas Cromwell was also a blacksmith's son.
Ah. It's nice to see the hoi polloi climb up the ladder and make it, you know, make it so.
That was about the start of it, when people could really start to make their way in society, but on their own merits rather than by birth.
Good, and there's me, the ninth Earl of Essex's son. I shunned all that to become a sheet metal worker. And look where I am now. When I wanted to be a comedian, they all laughed. They're not laughing now. Here's your next question. Which of these foods can be fresh, soft, semi-hard, hard and firm, hard and crumbly, blue or blended? A, bread, B, noodles, C, cheese. You've put cheese.
It's got to be cheese, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know. There's some bread I'm not too sure about. Correct answer is... Cheese is right. Step closer to home. Chase has put... Yeah, goes right also with cheese. Here's the next question. The adjective cubital refers to which part of the body? A, forearm, B, ankle, C, head. You've put forearm.
Yeah, I'm not sure on this one at all, but I think cubital, obviously cuticle of the nail, arm, I don't know, closest I could get.
Correct answer is... It is forearm. Well played. Step closer to home. Chaser has put. Goes right with forearm from the cubit.
Yeah, that's the linguistic clue that I was going for.
Yeah.
And then there to there's a span.
There you go. I'll be the policeman. Which one do you want to be? I'll be the policeman.
The cowboy.
Yeah. Let's go. I'll get me coat. Here's your next question. The first woman to take her seat in the House of Commons was born where? A, America, B, Britain, C, Ireland. You've put America.
Yeah, I thought Britain or Ireland would be too obvious, so I'm with America.
Yeah. If it's correct, you're home to the final chase with £7,000. Correct answer is... Well played, America, it is. Very good. Who does it?
Nancy Astor.
Nancy Astor. Yeah. Thank you for that. Stuart.
Thank you very much.
First up, first through. Well done, mate. £7,000. Very good indeed. All right. Obviously too early to tell, but nonetheless, a nice player.
He's a steady player. Let's see who else gets through with him, though.
Let's do that. Next to face the chaser, it's Claire. Welcome to the show, Claire.
Thanks, Brad.
From West Yorkshire.
Yeah, home for Leicester Summer Wine Country.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Ah, beautiful.
Really nice, really nice. But wrinkled stockings aren't part of the uniform.
So no, okay. I don't doubt that. Yeah, absolutely. Now, you're a legal secretary.
I am, yeah.
And what do you get up to in your spare time, though?
In my spare time, I like to do African drumming, and I'm a member of the local pop choir as well. I'm also a bit of a frustrated artist.
OK.
So I've been doing quite a few commissions and illustrating a friend's book that she wants to get published.
Good. Excellent stuff. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Well, I need a man who can with an hammer. I need a new roof.
You need a new roof.
All the birds are in the eaves and basically it's like Riverdance up there.
Let's get the new roof, shall
okay,
we? Claire, I wish you luck.
Thank you.
Your time starts now. What colour is the fur of the bearskin hats worn by the regiments of foot guards?
Black.
Correct. The city of Buenos Aires was founded by settlers from what European country?
Spain.
Correct. What surname links the titles of works by authors Henry Fielding and Helen Fielding?
Pass.
Jones. Sparkling around my little finger is a lyric from what James Bond theme song?
Diamonds Are Forever.
Correct. What element is named after a planet recategorised as a dwarf in 2006?
Pluto. No.
Plutonium.
Plutonium.
Which Tory leader first appointed George Osborne as Shadow Chancellor of the Exchequer?
David Cameron.
Michael Howard. The Oxford English Dictionary defines La La Land as a nickname for what city?
Los Angeles.
Correct. What Elton John hit shares a name with a book of the Bible?
Daniel.
Correct. Classique was the first fragrance by which French fashion designer?
Chanel.
Jean-Paul Gaultier. And what form of transport appears on the original movie poster for E.T.? Yeah. Would have been a bicycle, of course.
Yeah.
Time out. Claire, £5,000. All right, time to face the chaser.
Okay.
Hello, Claire.
Hello.
Wasn't a bad cash builder.
No.
But I get the feeling your general knowledge is a little bit like your roof. There are significant gaps.
Oh.
Let's have a look. Put some money on the table. £5,000. However, we'll have a low offer of, please.
£500.
And a high offer of, please.
£25,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with your team. Roy.
£25,000 is an awful lot, but... Teamwork, I think, is the answer. I'd go for the 5,000.
Amy?
You're not going to get a new roof for £500, so I'd stick with 5,000.
Stuart?
I think you've got it in you, and I'd say go for the 25.
Thank you very much. 500, 5 grand, 25,000. What'll it be?
Well, 5,000 is more than what I need, so I'm going to go for that. I'm going to play it safe, get back and work as a team, I think.
5 it is. Thank you, Chaser.
It is working as a team, but it's not exactly playing safe.
Well, we shall see. For £5,000, Claire, the chase is on. I wish you well. Here comes your first question. Who did Wendy Richard play in the sitcom Are You Being Served? A, Miss Wagner, or B, Miss Brahms, or C, Miss Liszt? You've put Miss Brahms.
Yeah, I used to watch it as a kid.
Yeah, me too. Correct answer is... Miss Brahms is right, step closer to home, well done. Chase has put. Goes right also with the Miss Brahms. Very funny show, I have to say. Here's the next question. What is the ring name of American wrestler Paul Levesque? A, double D, B, triple H, C, quadruple T. You've put triple H. Do you know this?
I don't. I wouldn't have thought it was double D. And I think quadruple T is a little bit long, so I'm going for a punchy triple H.
Why would it not be double D? What's I don't get it. What's double? What's the matter with double D?
Oh, Braziers, Bradley. If he wants to sound like a bra, go for it.
I wouldn't know.
I doubt that.
minus C cup. My moobs. you've put Triple H. Correct answer is?
Hey.
Step closer home, well done. Chase has put. Goes right with Triple H, remains three behind, but three from home. Here's the next question. Which poet was put on trial but acquitted of damning the King of England? A, William Blake. B, Alfred, Lord Tennyson, or C, Robert Southey? You've put Robert Southey.
Yeah, it's a guess, really. Only I know William Blake and Alfred Lord Tennyson, and I wouldn't have thought they did anything that would require, you know, an offence against the king. And I've not really heard of Robert Southey, so because he's my unknown quantity, I've gone for him.
Correct answer is... it's William Blake, staying where you are. Chase has put. Here she comes. And does indeed. Removes to within two with three from home. Here's the next question. What's the alternative name for the baleen whale? A, toothless whale. A, B, spineless whale. C, finless whale. You've put toothless whale.
Again, I've not heard of it, but I can't imagine a whale being spineless or finless, because how is it going to be able to move through the water? But whales eat the sift plankton, don't they, through the mouth, so I assume that he doesn't necessarily need teeth.
Correct answer is... and you are correct. Step closer. Oh, well done. Chase has put. Yeah, goes with toothless whale. Here's your next question. What was the title of the 2014 top 10 hit for Ed Sheeran? A, won't. B, don't. C, can't. You've put don't. You Ed Sheeran fan?
I liked his first album better than his current one, but I do recall seeing that in the charts, yeah.
Correct answer is... well played. Step closer to home. Don't is right. Chase has put. Oh, goes wrong with can't. Not an Ed Sheeran fan.
Well, I should be. We should have solidarity in the gingers.
Yeah, you should.
However, I wasn't paying attention to that particular one.
No.
I thought I would try and pressure push Claire.
Ah.
Gaps in her knowledge by the look of it, Brad's, eh?
Yeah, you bet. Well done.
Come on.
Come on, girl. One more and we're home. Listen, we get home on this, you'd have had two goes at 25 grand. Here's your next question. From which of these US cities is it possible to travel south into Canada? A, Chicago. B, Indianapolis. C, Detroit. You've put, hey, that's tough, Chicago.
I was hoping that there'd be something else like...
Alaska.
Alaska, yes, exactly. Yeah, I'm thinking that's the most sort of... the only point really it can go in, but again, it's geography's not my strongest suit.
It must sit like that then. It must sit like
that. Must go up a little bit.
Yeah, and then you come down. Chicago.
It's really technical.
Yeah. To go through with $5,000, correct answer is... oh, it's Detroit, staying where you are. Chase has put. Goes also wrong with Chicago. Good for us. Here's your next question. Plough on. A design of what geometric shape features on a custard cream biscuit? A, circle. B, diamond. C, pentadecagon. You've put diamond.
Hello, I do know a custard cream when I see one.
Me too, mate. I love custard creams. Right, you've put diamond to go through. Put your feet up and have a custard cream. Correct answer is...
yeah!
Yeah, well played. Very good. Very good indeed. Not bad at all. Chaser.
I'm regretting not being up to date with my pop music now. It's all going to be down to the final chase, me and you, Claire.
Look forward to it.
Claire, well done. You're through to the final chase. Congratulations. Nice one. Very good. Alongside Stuart, of course. Two players up and two players through. £12,000 in the prize fund. Amy's up after the break. Will she get through? Find out in a minute. Welcome back. Next to Face the Chaser, it's Amy. Welcome to the show, Amy.
Thank you.
Looking forward to it?
Yeah, I'm excited, ready to go.
All right, from Oldham?
Oldham, yeah.
And what do you do?
I'm a technical assistant for a local council.
OK, and what do you get up to in your spare time?
I like going watching Oldham Athletic. I go with my dad. I go most of the home and away games, try not to miss one.
Have you been a fan since a kid then,
yeah.
Tiny? All right, if you want some money today, what would you do with it?
I want to get a new house, so hopefully a nicer area.
OK, here we go, Amy. I wish you luck. Your time starts now. What country of the United Kingdom has Belfast for its capital?
Ireland.
More, please.
Northern Ireland.
Correct. An FIA super licence is required for drivers to compete in what championships?
Formula One.
Correct. What pastime is featured on the TV programme Tight Lines?
Pass.
Fishing. What transport was used on the English Channel for the last time in October 2000?
A boat.
Hovercraft. What was the title of Hanson's only UK number one single?
Mbop.
Correct. What first-class cricket county has a ground with a tree in its playing area?
Cambridgeshire.
Kent. The TV show Billionaire's Paradise was about which businessman's private island?
Richard Branson.
Correct. What South American leader had wives called Aurelia, Ava and Isabel?
Casso.
Juan Perón. The 2003 album American Life was a number one for which singer?
Pass.
Madonna. Successor of the Prince of the Apostles is a title held by which Catholic leader?
I would have said the Pope.
You'd have been right, but out of time. Amy, £4,000.
Brilliant.
Well, I tell you what, had you got the Pope in, you'd have had five. You're a good player, that's all right. £4,000. Happy?
Yeah, really happy.
Time to face the chaser.
Amy.
Hello.
£4,000. That's quite brilliant for somebody who thinks that boats stopped using the English Channel 15 years ago.
Still thought it could have been five.
Yeah, absolutely. Take no notice. Let's put some money on the table. £4,000, three steps ahead of Jenny, our chaser. If you wish to take a step closer home, Chase will offer you...
generously, £1,000.
But a step closer to the chaser will get you an offer of...
£25,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with your team. Roy.
I think 4,000 is good, but if you want to go down lower, if you're unsure, then that's quite all right with us.
Claire?
I think you're good for the £4,000. The 1,000, I'm entirely comfortable with. We want you back. If you feel like a flutter and you want 25, it's entirely up to you, but I think maybe we're building up a nice pot of money. £4,000 will be just fine.
Stuart?
I want you back here. I think £4,000 is good.
Thank you very much indeed. OK, let's face the table, Amy. One for £25,000, what'll it be?
I'm going to stick with a four.
Absolutely,
nice
four
amount.
It is. Yeah, you bet. Chaser?
Thought you might have gone high. You were encouraging Stuart to go.
Amy, for £4,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. In Vivaldi's Four Seasons, which of these concertos comes last? A, L'Inverno, B, L'Estate, or C, L'Autunno? You've put L'Autunno. L'Autunno.
L'Autunno. Just because it sounds a bit like autumn and that's going towards the end of the seasons.
Correct answer is... it's L'Inverno. Staying where you are, Chaser has put... goes right with L'Inverno. What does that mean, then? Winter?
That's winter, yeah.
All right. Here's the next question. Complete the Pet Shop Boys song title, You Only Tell Me You Love Me When You're What? A, broke, B, desperate, C, drunk. You've put... broke.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Pet Shop Boys, but... women of someone's... a bit broke, I can imagine them saying that.
Yeah, yeah. Correct answer is... it's drunk, staying where you are. Chaser has put... goes right with drunk, moves to within one. We are five from home. Ever told anyone you love them when you're drunk?
Never. I only say it when it's true. I love you, Brad.
She's been drinking again. Here's your next question. What is the name of the racehorse that Prince Harry became part owner of in 2012? A, Usain Bolt, B, Usain Colt, C, Usain Jolt. You've put Usain Colt.
I thought he was too obvious. And Colt, is that something to do with horses?
Yeah, Colt's a young horse.
Yeah.
So... yeah, correct answer is. Got to be right to stay in the game. Oh, brilliant answer. Well played. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Very good. Very good. Oh, see, I'd have gone Usain Bolt. I'd be out. Boom, gone. Very good. All right. Play on words, of course. Here's your next question. Four from home. We're doing well. Which of these Soviet leaders was in office for only 13 months? A. Brezhnev. B. Chernenko. C. Khrushchev. You've put... Khrushchev.
It was a guess, and I just thought it might have been Khrushchev.
Yep, I see what you're saying. Yeah. All right, well, look, Khrushchev, you've put. I've no idea who it is. Got to be right to stay in the game. The possibility is that Chase will know this and will be out. The correct answer is... it's Chernenko, staying where you are. If the chaser has put Chernenko, you're out. What do you think, Amy?
I think she'll know this. I think so.
Chaser has put. Goes right with the Chernenko, takes us out, four from home. Chaser.
I didn't really know that. Soviet history is... it's a weak point of mine. However, I just eliminated the two having most significance in history. Chernenko, little known, went for him.
Oh, Amy, I'm sorry, darling.
Thank you.
Keep watching that attics, doing your stuff, though, won't you? However, you have been caught, darling. For you, the chase is over.
Thank you.
Thanks, Amy. Bless you, love. You were jammy there.
I was jammy, and that's a big sigh of relief from me. Amy was looking dangerous for the pop culture for a while, except Claire knows her Ed Sheeran, so...
yeah, yeah,
who knows?
To be fair. Well, guess who's up next? He loves rapping. It's Roy the Rapper, so I've heard, and quizzing circles. There's 12 grand in the prize fund. You looking forward to it, Roy?
Yeah.
Oh, giggler. We'll see you after the break. Welcome back. Last up, it is Roy. Welcome to the show, Roy.
Thank you.
All right, you are a retired draftsman.
Yes. I spent 22 years in the Air Force and then retrained when I left the Air Force as a draftsman.
Perfect.
But I finished up with the Ministry of Defence, actually, at RAF Waddington.
All right.
Working on the Nimrod.
Ah, very good.
I could tell you about it, but I'd have to shoot you, you know.
Oh, that's a shame, isn't it? There you are. What do you get up to now?
In spare time, I volunteer drive for people that can't get to hospital, dentists, the like, you know.
Yeah.
And ferry people around.
All right. If you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Well, I've got a son that lives in Hawaii, and I'd like to go see him.
Let's do that, Roy. All right, I might pop along with you, mate. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Good luck. Your time starts now. What animal appears on the logo of Wolverhampton Wanderers Football Club?
A wolf.
Correct. A plaque reading, "We came in peace for all mankind," was laid where in 1969?
Us.
On the moon. In the video game Super Mario 64, players try to rescue which princess?
Pass.
Princess Peach. What agency's name comes from the phrase Military Intelligence Section 6?
MI6.
Correct. The head office of the Royal Bank of Scotland is in what Scottish city?
Aberdeen.
Edinburgh. Who stars as Navy SEAL Chris Kyle in the film American Sniper?
Pass.
Bradley Cooper. Gare is the French word for what type of transport facility?
Pass.
Railway station. The prologue of what Michael Crichton novel is titled The Bite of the Raptor?
Pass.
Jurassic Park. In Coronation Street, Chesney's Great Dane was named after which footballer?
Schmeichel.
Correct. Mr. Chip, the carpenter's wife, was an original character in what card game? Would have been?
Happy Families.
Would have been Happy Families. However, don't worry, Roy, £3,000. All right?
Not as good as I was hoping, but...
yeah, but you know what? You've got the breadth of knowledge that can go for it if you want. Let's see what the offers are. You ready?
Yes.
Time to face the chaser.
Hi, Roy.
Hello.
I'd say you remind me of my granddad, except my granddad's really good at quizzes.
Is he? Oh, well, we'll see where I get on.
Yeah, let's do that. Put some money on the table, Roy.
Yes, two, right.
There we go. 3 grand. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you.
You're not going to like this. -3.
However, if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, you will get an offer of...
You might like this. £33,000.
Bring it on. Have a chat with your team. Claire.
Roy, I think that your breadth of knowledge is such that once you get your multiple choice questions, you'll show what you're made of. So I think either stick where you are, or if you feel that you want to go for 33, it's up to you. But -3,000, that's an insult to you. No, don't go for that.
Stuart.
Get the -3,000. Yeah. I think you were unlucky with the cash builder. 33,000.
Thank you very much indeed. -3, 33, what'll it be, Roy?
Well, -3 is out of the window for a start. But I'm feeling a bit unsure with the top offer, so I'll go for the 3,000.
Yeah, OK, 3,000 it is. Chaser?
Playing as a steady team.
Yeah, they
I
are.
I just really want to catch Roy and make it a double act that I'm playing rather than a trio.
I don't run very fast.
Well, leave it, Roy. OK, Roy, for £3,000, the chase is on. Good luck, mate. Here comes your first question. At its widest point, how wide is Manhattan Island? A, 2.3 miles, B, 5.3 miles, C, 10.3 miles. You've put 5.3 miles.
Yeah.
I've never been,
I'm
wouldn't
I? I'm not sure. I've been to New York, and it is a long, thin island. 10 seems to be a bit too much, 2 not enough.
You would be surprised how far 2.3 miles is.
Well, it's true.
And you being a draftsman, really, you would know. It's a long, long way. Correct answer
Especially
is...
Especially when you're walking.
You bet. Correct answer is...
2.3.
Long way. It's a long way. Staying where you are, Chaser has put... Yeah, it goes right with 2.3 miles, immediately comes onto the table. Here's the next question. In Shakespearean times, what would you have done with a doublet and hose? A, fought with them. B, eaten them. C, worn them. You've put... worn them.
Yeah. Hose could put a fire out, couldn't you?
Could, yeah. Exactly right. I couldn't imagine eating your own hose, could you?
No, not really.
Correct answer is... not in one sitting, anyway.
No. Need a lot of salt and pepper.
Leave it. Step close to home. Chaser has put. Also goes right.
Doublets are kind of jackets and your hose is your stockings.
Oh, thank you. Here's your next question. Which word links rappers with the real names Robert Van Winkle, O'Shea Jackson and Tracy Marrow? A, doctor. B, ice. C, man. You've put ice.
That's the only one I've heard of, actually. Ice-T? No, not Ice-T. I can't think of his name.
Ice-T?
Yeah.
Ice-T's a rapper.
Is he? Yeah.
Ice-T's a rapper.
Oh, that's what
Ice-T is in Law & Order, Special Victims
Unit. That's very true.
Correct answer is... I told you knew your rappers, didn't I? I said over there.
I know chocolate wrappers.
OK. Step close, though. Chase has put... goes right also with ice.
Robert Van Winkle is Vanilla Ice. O'Shea Jackson is Ice Cube. And Tracy Marrow is Mr. Ice-T.
Oh, Tracy Marrow's Ice-T. I wouldn't have known that.
I wouldn't.
Here's your next question. Which of these elements, named after scientists, has the lowest atomic number? A, Einsteinium. B, Nobelium. C, Curium. You've put... Einsteinium. Yeah.
Yeah, I think... the elements, the fact that he's the oldest one of them, you know, naming elements that were found, and I think just that he came first, as it were.
Correct answer is... it's curium. Staying where you are, Chaser's put. She could close the gap there. Marie Curie.
Yeah.
Yep. Goes right to curium. Moves from them. One with three from home. Good job. We didn't go for £33,000.
Mm.
Can't put too fine a point on this, Roy. Got to get three on the bounce now, mate. Yeah. Here you go. Good luck. Here's your next question. Which of these birds lives furthest south? A, monk parakeet. B, brown pelican. C, the emperor penguin. You've put emperor penguin.
Antarctic.
It's got to be.
Got to be.
Correct correct answer is... Yes, Emperor Penguin, step close to home. Well done, Chase has put. Goes right with Emperor Penguin also, sticks with us, two from home. Here's your next question. In the children's book and TV series, the teacher, Mr. Majika, is also a what? A, wizard. B, alien. C, vampire. You've put wizard. Yeah.
I don't know. The name wasn't familiar, actually. Wizard sounds about right.
All right. Correct answer is? Well played. Wizard is right. Step closer home. Chase has put. Also goes with wizard. We're one from home. Place in the final. Chase beckons, Roy. Are you ready?
One question shoot now.
Here's your question. Good luck. In the human body, the pectoral girdle consists of the scapula and what other bone? A, clavicle. B, sternum. C, pelvis. You've put pelvis. I don't even know which one that
is. I thought it was the one.
I've got no idea.
What's it?
I'm going like that, but that's the bicep. What am I doing?
Yeah. The pecs, or the pectoral muscles, are on the chest, aren't they? I don't know. Good guess.
Well, the pecs.
Bad guess. See what's around. All right.
You've put pelvis to go through with £3,000. Correct answer is. It's a clavicle.
Okay.
I thought that was an instrument. Right, now then. Roy, old chap, you're going to stay where you are. If the chase is right, we're out. Yeah. What do you think? Think she knows it?
I think she does, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Gonna have to take this on the chin then. Chaser has put. Got to be wrong for us to stay in the game, of course. Wouldn't have known that, to be honest. What's a clavicle then?
The clavicle is the collarbone.
Oh, well, that bit is the clavicle then, is it? That
yeah,
bit?
So the clavicle's the front bit and the scapula is the back bit of the pectoral girdle.
Sternum's there, isn't it?
I was thinking of the...
Yeah, I know, the girdle round the... Yeah, yeah, yeah. OK.
Yeah.
No, oh, Roy, I'm sorry, mate.
All right.
Listen, you're going to get Hawaii. See you, lad. Yeah, that's no problem at all. Great meeting you, though, mate.
Yeah, and you.
But you have been caught, and for you, the chase is over.
Thanks.
Cheers, Roy. Bless Cheers. You. So, Emily, Claire and Stuart have made it through to the final. The prize fund is £12,000. That is £6,000 each. Will they do it? Find out after the break. Welcome back. Claire and Stuart have made it through to the final chase. There's £12,000 in the prize fund. That's £6,000 each. During the break, the team had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B, and you have selected set...
A.
Set A. That means, of course, Jenny Ryan, our chaser, gets set B. Two of you have made it through to the final. That means you get a two-step head start on the chaser, and there it is. These questions will come at you much quicker than the cash build around. Claire and Stuart, good luck. Your time starts now. What type of natural feature are the Medway and the Mersey?
Claire.
River.
Correct. Amaretti biscuits originate in what country?
Stuart.
Italy.
Correct. What magic act had the surnames Fishbacker and Horn?
Stuart.
Pass.
Siegfried and Roy. Which Victorian Prime Minister wrote the novel Endymion?
Claire.
Pass.
Benjamin Disraeli. What company makes the 511 and 508 jeans?
Stuart.
Levi.
Correct. Well, what's your score in darts if you hit three outer balls?
Stuart.
75.
Correct. Gelderland and Utrecht are provinces in what country?
Stuart.
Germany.
Netherlands. Who was on the British throne when the Second Boer War ended?
Claire.
Victoria.
Edward VII. Carl VII is a style of watch made by which fashion designer?
Claire.
Karl Lagerfeld.
Correct. What animal is Mr. Jinx, pursuer of Pixie and Dixie?
Claire.
It's a cat.
Correct. Which operatic composer was nicknamed Signor Crescendo?
Stuart.
Vivaldi.
Rossini. What sport is played on the Burma Road at Wentworth?
Stuart.
Golf.
Correct. What Japanese car company makes the Murano model?
Stuart.
Suzuki.
Nissan. The TV show Record Breakers was based on what book?
Stuart.
Guinness Book of Records.
Correct. Mockingbird was a 2005 hit for which rapper?
Stuart.
Jay-Z.
Eminem. The headquarters of NASA are in what capital city?
Claire.
Washington, D.C.?
Correct. Brown bread, slang for someone who is what?
Stuart.
Dead.
Correct. J.K. Rowling wrote The Silkworm under what pseudonym?
Stuart.
Robert Galbraith.
Correct. Sean Fletcher is a co-presenter on what ITV breakfast show?
Stuart.
Good Morning Britain.
Correct. BFS and BHD are codes for airports in what UK city?
Stuart.
Belfast.
Correct. How many centimetres in half a metre?
Stuart.
50.
Correct. What colour is a clerical collar?
Hair.
White.
Correct. In what 2014 film does Mark Wahlberg play risk taker Jim Bennett? Would have been The Gambler. Nice run in, to be fair. Well played. Okay, good. 17. Happy?
Yeah, very happy with that.
Yeah, that's all right.
Good. Okay. Time to bring back the chaser. Not bad.
A very good score. The two best members of the team got through. However, 17 is eminently gettable.
Well, we shall see. Don't forget, if the chaser gets a question wrong, the team get it right, they push you back one step. It is now time for the final chase. Here we go. Chaser, your time starts now. Which supermodel designs the Kate range of lipsticks for makeup brand Rimmel?
Kate Moss.
Correct. According to the rhyme, what animal is Fuzzy Wuzzy?
Bear.
Correct. Katharine Graham famously owned what Washington newspaper?
The Washington Post.
Correct. The Savoy Hotel was built by which theatre impresario?
Doyley Cart.
Correct. Who recorded the album Two Virgins with Yoko Ono?
John Lennon.
Correct. Vladimir Putin was born in what decade?
1950s.
Correct. The adjective Gallic refers to what modern-day country?
France.
Correct. Who wrote the novel The Emerald City of Oz?
Frank L. Baum.
Stop the clock. That is wrong. Team, who wrote the novel The Emerald City of Oz?
I think it's L. Frank Baum.
Yeah.
L. Frank Baum?
Is correct.
Yes.
L. Frank Baum, not Frank L. Baum. Well played. We push the chaser back. 11 required to catch the team. Your time starts again. Now, what first name links British comedians Clary and Barrett?
Julian.
Correct. Sammy Winwood played Katie in what TV soap?
Emmerdale.
Correct. The Tarim Basin is a vast depression in what Asian country?
China.
Correct. In what limbs would a tib and fib fracture occur?
The leg.
Correct. Oh Louis is a 2014 biography of what football manager?
Louis van Gaal.
Correct. Which actor co-wrote and co-produced the Austin Powers films?
Mike Myers.
Correct. What river acts as a border between Zambia and Zimbabwe?
Zambezi.
Correct. Gentleman Jack is made by what Tennessee whiskey company?
Jack Daniels.
Correct. In golf, a triple bogey is how many shots over par on a hole?
Three.
Correct. U2 released an album named after which month?
November.
Stop the clock.
Is it October?
I don't know.
I can't.
July was springing to mind, but no.
I think October.
October, I'll go with you.
But it's just something in the back of my mind.
Yeah. October.
Is correct. We pushed the chaser back, we're still in it. OK, three to catch, 36 seconds remaining. Couple more and we're in. Here we go. Chaser, your time starts again now. What famous mountain is called Sagarmatha in Nepalese?
Everest.
Correct. What famous battle took place on June 18th, 1815?
Waterloo.
Correct. Circle of Life is a song from what Disney musical?
Lion King.
Correct. Got two pushbacks and two executed. So well played, but the target of 17 just wasn't enough in the outside of that final chase. Got to be disappointed.
She's very good.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good indeed. Okay. Claire, Stuart, thoroughly enjoyed playing alongside you.
Thank you.
I have to take away the £12,000 and tell you that you have been caught. A view of the chase is finally over. Chaser.
A fine team, a solid team. They just needed me to be on worse form than I was today.
You played well, I'll give you that. Did you enjoy it?
That was a good final chase. Yeah, I like a challenge. Thanks, guys.
No worries.
Likes a challenge. Thanks, guys. Takes out my team with 25 seconds remaining. Come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye. potato.